back to the phones we go. The conversation right now is about our Lions. Are you still a doubter, or have they converted you to a believer? Let's go to D first up. D, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really appreciate you taking my phone call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, so basically, I want to say last season, I was a pretty hard Lions fan. I'm pretty hard on them. I thought they were going to lose every week, but after seeing what the offense can do this year, I'm very impressed. I name my fantasy team every season. I guess the record of the Lions that I guessed them at 10-7 this year. So obviously they're going to blow that out of the water. So they're exceeding my expectations, which is great. But so my point I wanted to bring up to you guys and ask you, I listened to the Dan Campbell interview, and I'm worried. The reason I'm still skeptical, do I think they can win the Super Bowl this year? Yes. I think they are a great football team. I think they're the best football team in the NFL, actually. Really, I do. But, you know, Dan Campbell is a rah-rah guy, and he brings the best out of all his players. They love to play for him. Brian Berrien in the post-game interview says, we love Coach Campbell. We want to run through a wall for him. But, and I agree that's important, but what does Dan really do? And when I say that, I mean Ben Johnson could be the best offensive coordinator in the entire National Football League. And Aaron Glenn, although his defense hasn't been great his entire time in Detroit, is really showing up, and his defense is top five maybe this year.
D, I think you're going to lose some people with what does Dan Campbell do. I mean,
well, no. So here's my point. Ready? If Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn both leave this offseason, and we replace them with Mark Brunell and Antoine, or I don't know who it could be, Kelvin Shepard or something, who could replace Aaron Glenn. But my point is, if we replace both our coordinators and the Lions win 7 or 8 games next year and don't make the playoffs.
See, why are we doing this right now?
Is the entire fan base going to go, well, it was all Ben Johnson. Dan Campbell didn't do anything. What are we going to do now? Because here's the reason I'm saying it. No matter who you bring in next season, they will not be as good as Ben Johnson, because you can't be better than number one. We're the number one scoring offense in the NFL, so whoever you bring in is going to be worse.
Whose offense do you think this is?
What do you mean?
Whose offense do you think this is? Because when Dan took the job, he hired Anthony Lynn as offensive coordinator. Anthony Lynn was not calling or was not operating the way that Dan Campbell thought it should be operated, so he made the change. And then and actually started calling plays himself, and then hired Ben Johnson, promoted him from tight ends coach to offensive coordinator, who brought along Ben Johnson. It's all Dan Campbell. And so I'm not as concerned with you. First of all, I'm not concerned about next year when we are a 9-1 team looking to make a Super Bowl. I don't care who gets the credit, and I don't think Dan does. I don't think Ben does. I don't think anybody really cares who gets the credit. They just want the Super Bowl. But this is all Dan Campbell's offense. Now, Ben Johnson's the one calling the plays on Sundays or whenever they play, but it's all generated from Dan Campbell.
Guys, I'm sorry. That's a bizarre phone call. John's point is right. We're not worried about next offseason and the coaching changes. If you lose both coordinators, yeah, it'll be a question mark. But you have a coach who found those coordinators, who hired them and promoted them in the first place. I'm not sweating next year. Why is that a concern for this year's football team? That Campbell might have a tough time replacing his coordinators after they win the Super Bowl? I mean, who cares?
Who even says Ben Johnson's leaving?
I just say, careful here. You did ask for doubters to call in, so I would
this season.
What I was going to say is, you're going to get delusional people when you ask for doubters.
But what about when Dan Campbell retires from coaching? What will they do?
Are we going to do then?
Right. Let's get to Alex in Madison Heights. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Appreciate you too. I just got to say that last call. I just real quick. That's absolutely absurd. That's absolutely absurd. Dan Campbell, heart and soul of this team. I mean, even to use the heart analogy, you take the heart out, you're literally not alive. You take Dan Campbell out, we're back in the dark ages. Bunch of nonsense. But no, I mean, 100% Lion believer. You know, as soon as we got Dan, as soon as he came in, gave that initial press conference, it, you know, gave me hope. And slowly but surely, same old Lions has been worked out of my system. You know, I'm really excited by the end of season schedule. We got a couple teams with mobile quarterbacks that, you know, I'm really keen on seeing how we're going to perform against. You know, that is That is the element, the variable that makes me nervous, is a mobile quarterback. We're caught in a shootout. You know, that's kind of gives us a little bit of pain, but overall completely full confidence. Dan Campbell's the man.
All right, mobile quarterback.
He's won him over, but yeah, the one question is mobile quarterbacks.
All right.
They're going to face one this week.
Yeah, they'll face one this week, yeah.
And they faced
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
They're fine.
Yeah. Geno. I mean, he's not as mobile as some other ones, but he is a guy that can pick up first downs with his feet.
And we dropped the call, but he might point out they had Aiden for those games. They'll face Josh Allen before the regular season's over. There'll be games against mobile quarterbacks. Mobile quarterbacks, here's a spoiler, guys. It's a problem for every football team.
Right.
Mobile quarterbacks are inherently more dangerous. Everybody's going to struggle with them. Everybody. So, yeah,
the question is then, can Aaron Glenn devise a defense to limit mobile quarterbacks? Yeah. And some of it is on him. Some of it's the execution of that game plan, and it's the talent that you have on the field.
Oh, yeah, I do think that might be their kryptonite. You know, the Bills game is going to be a real big tell, I think. But this week, you know, I saw some crazy stat. Like, Anthony Richardson has the worst completion percentage of starting quarterbacks, you know, have started a certain amount. But he has the best on deep balls. Think about that. So he's basically the 50% passer that connects on deep balls. Well, we got the two best safeties maybe in the NFL.
Bring it. And he will turn the ball over. He puts the ball in harm's way. Those safeties have been great at taking it away. Let's get back to the phones. 248-539-9797. The question was, are you still a doubter or have you been converted doubter to believer? And what was that moment for you if you were a skeptic before the season? Because we've taken those phone calls. Let's get to Patrick and Warren. Patrick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I am an absolute believer. I think since Dan Campbell has came into this franchise, and like the last couple calls have said, those pep talks, I mean, they get you hoping, for sure. And I also wanted to bring up another thing that you guys were talking about before the college football ordeal, and that was the Lions running up the score, all the talk on it. I think the Lions are just keeping their foot on the absolute gas for that NFC Championship game. I think it kind of messed with their mentality a little bit to where they came out this year and they said, you know, when we come out second half, we're not taking the foot off the gas. We're just going to keep it down.
Yeah, it's easy to understand why a team would feel no lead is safe after having one of the most agonizing blown leads, you know, in NFC Championship game history.
Absolutely.
And you can tell the mentality has been seared into this football team never to let their foot off the gas. Now, they still pulled some guys.
Yeah.
But even when they pulled guys, the mentality is you're going to play hard. We're going to challenge stuff that we don't think was called correctly. We're going to go for it on 4th-and-2, even with a big lead, because it's what we do. Whether the starters are in or not, whether a quarterback's in or not, we're still going to play hard for 4 quarters. It's been seared into this football team. And I think that's something. They've guarded against the letdown. A lot of teams who overachieve the way the Lions did a year ago, right? Nobody thought they'd be in the NFC title game, have that letdown the very next year. And Campbell got out in front of it when the season ended. He talked about how hard it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled no punches. Right. And I think he guarded against the letdown, and he has continued to put this team on the straight and narrow. I mean, I love asking him, what do they still need to be better at? And he's like, I know we scored 7 straight touchdown drives, but, you know, we could have scored sooner on some of those drives. They could have been 4 or 5 play drives instead of 7 or 8 play drives.
Right.
Like, he is not going to let them let off the gas.
No, and that's, it's the drive that Dan Campbell has, and you see it in both coordinators. You see it through the players and development of the players, the way that guys have continued to improve, not just from season to season, but even in season, we're seeing guys play better now than when they started the season off. Like, there's a lot of different things that point to the arrow continuing to go up for this football team.
Ticket Texter says, bless your heart, Lions and Super Bowl are two things that don't belong together. I'll only believe it when I actually see it. Who cares what some nerds in the desert think?
Well, I mean, they're
running a business.
Yeah. And there's a lot of factors go into.
And it's not the only reason we're celebrating our football team is that Vegas has made them the favorites. It's they're 9-1 with the largest point differential in the league.
There's a lot of factors that play into why we are so excited about this team. The main factor is they're 9-1 crushing opponents.
Yeah.
Hey, look, running through the regular season is one thing. And I don't think this is doubting. This is just a realization of what the NFL playoffs is. It comes down to, and when you say it's Super Bowl or bust, you did that before the season.
Yep, I still feel that way.
It comes down to, the 60 minutes every week. Get through that 60 minutes, then the next 60 minutes, then the next 60 minutes. Not the total aggregate of an entire season. You just got to get through every 60-minute period every week. And that can be a crapshoot, what trips you up, whatever.
But
against that, they're more than any other team is.
But what has Dan said from the start of the season? We take the end goal, that's the Super Bowl, and we work our way back. How do we give ourselves the best advantage? That's the number one seed. So you only have three postseason games, but they're all at home.
Best advantage and the best chance to win, but it's not 100.
Right.
Well, no, it's of course not 100, but I would tell you this stretch recently post Aiden Hutchinson's injury has been some of the most encouraging things you could ask for, because you're right, things aren't going to be perfect in those 60-minute gauntlets in the postseason. You're going to face the best of the best, including in the Super Bowl, and you're probably going to have something go against you. They got down 10-0 on the road in Minnesota, won the football game, right? They played Green Bay outdoor in the elements. Still no Aiden. Won the game by double digits. Right? Houston, on the road, they're better rested. They're flying around. You're down early. Still, five interceptions, still come back to win that football game. So it's solidified to me that, of course, things are going to go wrong. And, of course, they're going to find a way to win those football games.
I just say, you know, what Greg's saying is, like, this team's been, there have been some comps to the greatest show on turf,
yeah.
Okay, recently. That the greatest show on turf had to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 11-6 to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, so that there's going to be a very, very antsy moment, even if they do what we're talking about.
Of course. But we say bring it on.
I mean, there's very few examples, I think, of teams, especially in the parity era, non-cap era, or the cap era of the NFL, where teams truck every team in the playoffs. I know the Patriots in 07, that Charger championship game was not the prettiest of things. And remember, Phil Rivers played through a torn ACL.